Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Beyond the region of ignorance, the material cosmic manifestation lies the realm of Siddhaloka. The Siddhas reside there, absorbed in the bliss of Brahman. Demons killed by the Lord also attain that realm. Purport: Tamasa means darkness. The material world is dark, and beyond the material world is light. In other words, after passing through the entire material atmosphere, one can come to the luminous spiritual sky, whose impersonal effulgence is known as Siddhaloka. Mayavadi philosophers who aspire to merge with the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as the demoniac persons who are killed by Krishna, such as Kansa and Shishupal, enter that Brahman effulgence. Yogis who attain oneness through meditation according to Patanjali Yoga system also reaches Siddhaloka. This is the verse from Brahmand Puran. Om Ajnanti Mirindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshana Milatam Yen Tasmay Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yen Bhutle Swayam Rup Kadamadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shimat Bhakti Vedanta Swamriti Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurvani Pracharne Nirvisheshana Vadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskrit Namcham Rotmam Devin Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat. Mukham Kati Vachnu Pangum Langti Kirim Yat Kripata Bande Shurga Deen Dhanam Bancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sundu Vebichipatita Nam Pavne Bevashne Bebe Namo Namaha. Nashta Prasha Badrishu Nityam Bhagva Seva Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhatir Nibhati Nashtki Vaan Chakal Bhatra Vishkripa Sindhu Vivcha Patita Naam Pavne Vyashna Vivyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimati Giriraj Swami Niti Namne. So in these verses, Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining about the Brahman effulgence. Texts, I'll read once again these texts so you will know what we are doing. Thus, in the spiritual sky, there are varieties of pastime within the spiritual energy. Outside the Vaikuntha planets appear the impersonal reflection of light. It is a very important verse. Because Golok ek nivashti akhilatma bhuto. Look, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he resides in the Vaikuntha planet, which is called Golok. But along with that, you can see that picture, right? Everybody, right in the back, you will see the lotus. That is the topmost spiritual planet, which is called Golok Vrindavan. But Ramadi Murti Yeshukala Niyamanatishte Nanavtaram Krodha Bhuvaneshu Kintu. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he expands into different forms like Ram, Narsingha, Vara, Matasya, Kurma, innumerable incarnations of Krishna. So Lord Krishna performed these pastimes in the spiritual world, which is called Vaikuntha planet. Vaikuntha means without miseries, without anxiety. This material world is called Kuntha, means full of miseries, full of anxieties. For there is no anxiety, that is called Vaikuntha planet. And in that Vaikuntha planet, Lord Krishna is performing his pastimes. Ram, Narsingha, Vara, Matasya, Kurma, these are the personal forms of Krishna, personal expansions of Krishna. Now Lord Krishna, it's very common, particularly in India and in Hindus, sometimes they always say this, oh, Ram has come first, Krishna came later. That means they think Ram came, he's some very powerful man, he may be God, or he is God, but he dies, then he goes back, then he comes as Krishna. That's sort of concept they have got. But matter of fact, it is not true. Because they think, okay, if maybe God, he comes, then he goes, then he come back, means maybe he take body like us. But it is not so, because Lord Krishna explains, Janam karam cha me divyam jo veti tatvata tektva deham punarjaneti mameti sukhanta. My activities are transcendental. They are not like the ordinary people take birth. Not only birth, but activities. They are not like ordinary people. What does that mean? When Lord Krishna comes, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhakti bharata vyuthan madharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Now when he comes to this planet Earth and the material universe, what does he do? Does he leave the spiritual world? And then he comes? No, he does not leave spiritual world. He resides, he remains. Krishna remains in the Golok Vrindavan. And same Krishna, in his Ram form, in his other forms, he remains in the spiritual world. But simultaneously, Golok ek nivashti akhilatma bhuto. One of his pastimes are rotating in this material world. They are keep rotating like a sun. So Krishna in the spiritual world, in the Ram form in the spiritual world, there is eternal in the spiritual world, there is Ayodhya. In the spiritual world, there is Dwaraka. In the spiritual world, there is Vrindavan. And whenever Krishna is, now he stays there. But one pastime, Ram, Narsingha, Vara, Matasya, they are keep rotating in the material world. For the devotees. Otherwise, how would we know what happens in the spiritual world? To attract the living entity, for the benefit of the devotees, that why are you wasting your time in this material world? Come back. I show you. This is how I live in the spiritual world. This is how you should perform. So Ram's pastimes are considered to be that a maryada purushottam. How one should live in the human form of life. He came personally to teach that. And then in Krishna form, he teaches us how Krishna is God, how nobody else can be God. So he shows this Leela Parshottam. Ram is Maryada Parshottam. So these pastimes, Srila Prabhupada explains, they are rotating like a sun. And when they manifest, it's called avatar. When they unmanifest, right at this second, at this moment, Lord Krishna is performing pastimes somewhere in the material universe, different universe. Right at this moment, Ram is already performing some pastimes in another universe. So when the next Treta will come, we will be able to see these pastimes right here in this world, in this planet, Ayodhya. When the next Dwapar will come, we will be able to see Krishna's pastimes. So this is what the Krishna's pastimes are. And in the spiritual world, the effulgence of the body of Krishna, the effulgence of the body of the Vaikuntha planets, that is called a Brahma Jyoti. We have got sky here. This sky is dark. Sky color is not this, what we see now in the daytime. The actual sky color is black, pitch black. Now, in order to for the light, Krishna has brought this little one speck. And that is called Surya Narayan. Sometimes it's referred Narayan. Why? Because it is part of Brahma Jyoti. Mayavadis, their ultimate goal is, they want to get free from the material world. And they want to go merge into that light. They think, if we get out of this material world is full of suffering. We are not spirit, we are not material body, we are spirit soul. Up to that point, Vaishnavas and Mayavadis are on the same platform. But after that, the ways are different. Because Mayavadis only wants to go up to the into the Brahma Jyoti. They think if we go into Brahma Jyoti, we'll be happy. We are free from birth and death. It is true. But Brahma Jyoti is not all in all. They think God is a light. And Srila Prabhupada explains, but they don't know who's behind the light. What is the verse? Anybody knows? The pulse. Machita Amatgar Prana Badante Prasprum. No, that's not. Which is the verse? Rasoham Pasukant. Sorry, which is that? No. Where the pulse are strung. Sutre Mani Ganaiva. Sorry? Sutre Manigana Iva. that they are simply seeing the effulgence, but they are not seeing the source of the effulgence. And Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano Ipratishtham, that I am the source of this effulgence. It's a sunshine, sun planet, and sun god. They are same thing, but they are different. Sita Ram Krishnanji ki, Radha Gokulanji Shigornitaji ki. So they are thinking that simply, if they go, if they get into the spiritual world, they will be happy. It's like getting a nariyal. You know nariyal? You know this coconut? You go and buy coconut. And if somebody is very happy, oh, this is coconut, I have got it, the coconut. You know coconut? Coconut has got, straws on the outside. You know? It's a little covering of the straws. And if you ask somebody, what is this? He says, it's a coconut. But then you peel that top of the coconut. Then there's a hard shell. Even that's coconut, isn't it? If somebody asks, what is this? You'll say, this is a coconut. But if you break the hard shell, then in the hard shell, the real coconut is inside. Even the entire coconut is called coconut, but that's not real coconut. The real coconut is the pulp inside. Vadanti tatvam jajjana madhyam brahmeti parmatmeti bhagwaneti shabdayate. So same thing, tat is one, God is one, but some people are calling it a brahmagyan, I'm not this body. Some people call it a paramatma, but beyond paramatma, it is actually Krishna. It is actually the person, God himself, Bhagwan. That is the real thing. So the real, but Mayavadis are simply happy with the full coconut. They cannot, it's like Prabhupada gives an example, they cannot taste honey. They are looking at the honey, but honey is covered in the bottle. They are licking the bottle outside, just simply licking the bottle, covered bottle. They cannot taste the honey. There's no way, Mayavadi cannot taste honey. Because they don't know Krishna is a God. And they think light is God, and Krishna has told already, avaktam vaktim apanata mannate mam abuddhaya. People who are less intelligent, they are thinking, I am simply a light. Because they don't know, I'm not light, I'm beyond light. And I'm the source of everything. So their ultimate, and it is such deep rooted, this concept. I tell you, when I came to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada, this is the reason I became a devotee. Because not even, 5 years old child, I don't know if anybody goes there, 5 year child is, I remember, how old is this little girl? She's 7. So I was 5 when I was looking for the guru. From the age of 5, and wherever I would go, I would find these Mayavadis everywhere. Even I was very little, I tell you, one of my grandmother, because I born in a Mayavad family. I born in that sort of atmosphere, but some previous must have done something. Somehow that Prabhupada picked up. Somehow some pious activity may be done, but I never liked them. Right from the childhood, age of 5, I never liked them. I thought there is something seriously wrong with these people. I tell you one incident what happened with me. And that is 5. Why 5? Because I remember exactly, I started going to school at the age of 3. And then I was in the second standard. And my grandmother used to go to one Mayavadi guru. His name used to be Veerji in Punjab. So my mother, she took me to this Mayavadi guru. And this Mayavadi guru will never accept a garland from anybody. And he would never give his garland to anybody. Because he thinks if he will accept the garland, he will take their karmas. So he will not accept garlands even. Anyway, somehow there, I remember that was the first meeting with any guru, put it that way. I was sitting right in front of him, only as far as Prabhuji is sitting. So, while he was speaking, somehow that I don't know what came to his mind, he'd taken his garland off and he put it on my neck. Very clearly, I remember all these things very, very clearly. So he put that garland on his neck, and everybody was cheering it up over there, clapping. Then after, oh, this boy is some special. But I was thinking, maybe he's special, but this person is not special. Something was telling my mind. Now, because they were all talking about light, they were all talking about about merging into the light. But then whole life, it took me 20 years, or maybe I came here 81 first to this temple. Then I involved in the business. Then 87, Gauri Prabhu started coming. His name used to be Gudakesh. But then, when I started reading Prabhupada's books, that's the first thing attracted me. First thing of Prabhupada said, there are so many bogus and rascal gurus in the world. They are not God. Prabhupada said, I don't remember the book, but I remember the whole sentence. Prabhupada said, there are so many bogus and rascal gurus in the world. I was so happy when I read this. I said, oh my God, this person can speak like that. I have never met, I've met so many religious people, but nobody can speak that boldly. Then he said, there is only one supreme personality of Godhead, and that is Lord Krishna. And that's the second blow I had. I said, he's speaking with such a conviction. He's so convinced that this statement is so powerful. And then third statement really blown me out. That brought me to the temple. He said, anybody who claims to be a god, he's not a god, he's a dog. And I immediately said, wow, this is what the person is talking. There's only one God. There are no so many gods. I was seeing, bombarded with the Mayavadis everywhere I would go. But then I understood when I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, this is a deep-rooted disease of Mayavad. It is not started even from 2,500 years ago. When we read, we know that Shankaracharya came and he introduced his Mayavad philosophy. But it is more Mayavad philosophy after Shankaracharya, but now it is full-fledged disease all around. You cannot escape. It is so powerful. It's like a cancer. But it was there. It was even there before even Shripa Shankaracharya. Why it was there? Because if that was not there, Krishna would not have mentioned right in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Right in the first thing he sent as his Ashochana Vishochastam Pragyavadan Bhastra Gata Sun Gata Sun Nanu Shachanti Pandita. Arjun, you are talking a learned man, but you are a fool number one. That's the first sentence he spoke to Arjuna when Arjuna was lamenting. Immediately, before he talk about soul, before he talk about karma, before he talk about jnana, before he talk about dhyan, before he talk about bhakti, before anything else, first thing he says, Natavibaham Jatuna Asham, Natavam Neme Janatiba, Nachyavna Sarve Bhyamte Param. There was never a time when you did not exist, when I did not exist, when all these kings did not exist. There will be never a time when you won't exist, I won't exist, these kings won't exist. There is no merging. So Krishna abolished the merging right in the beginning. First he abolished that. Because when we left Krishna's planet, why we left Vaikuntha? Why we left the spiritual world? Because Ichha Dvesha Dvanda Mohina Bharata. We wanted to lord over this material world. We wanted to become the God. Krishna said, okay, you can't be God here. Go to the material world. Go, I have already made, 8.4 million species of life. Go and keep thinking that I am God. But Srila Prabhupada says the last snare of Maya is, I want to become one with God. I want to enter the Brahma Jyoti. That is the last stage of Maya. That's what the Mayavadis are. And this is started from Yoga Vashishta. Vashishta Muni is the one where Lord Ramchandra went. And he taught him a Yoga Vashishta. At that time, the Yoga Vashishta is the Mayavad philosophy. Ashtavakra Muni, he was a Mayavadi. So here, this same Patanjali yoga system, this is a Mayavad. It's a philosophy of Mayavad. What the breathing exercises people do. It's Patanjali yoga system. It's a Mayavad. Now, Lord Chaitanya has very important thing now. What to do with this Mayavad effulgence? What should we do? Lord Chaitanya himself warned. What, we are the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The whole philosophy is started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This philosophy what we are practicing, because Krishna has said, Sardharman Pratajya Mamekam Sharnam Braj. Krishna says, Krishna established that you leave all varieties of religion. But he doesn't say how to surrender to him. He says surrender to me, but surrender, how to surrender to him. He comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and taught us how to surrender. The same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally warned Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately warned very clearly. It's not that. Don't try to manipulate. You know, sometimes people try to manipulate Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Or Prabhupada said like that. Whatever the way this suits them, you know, try to follow that way. People do that. When do we argue with these? When there is a contradictions arise? Because we don't want to accept it. This is where the problem comes. The whole thing is we don't want to accept. We don't want to accept the facts. We try to manipulate the instructions. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is very clear. It's for all the time. It's for every circumstances. In no matter what sort of atmosphere we are living in. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, whenever. Mayavadi bhasha sunle hoye sarvanash. If you hear from a Mayavadi Krishna katha, your spiritual life is doomed. You know, people here from these, I'm in the media, you know, you see that there's so many people are keep 99.9% Mayavadis. Some of the Mayavadis, they hate me, I tell you now. But, I told openly to one lady, you know. Because I'm producing a TV show and I meet these, my interaction with these people a lot. And I have developed a very good relationship with some of them. Very extremely good relationship. Like 1999, I went, my mother died, and I had an opportunity to do a program in Mayavadi's place in Jammu. It went very ecstatic program there. And I just prayed to Lord Chaitanya Srila Prabhupada. I said, I'm not going to compromise. I'm just going to speak, you know. I'm sorry. You have to be a little brave sometime. But it went so beautiful. First time ever in a Mayavadi center, and there was nobody. I was alone, you know. I was traveling alone. I just had a pair of cartels. I asked somebody, can you play a little? They didn't have no mardang. They had dholkis. You know dholkis? Punjabi dholkis? But the kirtan went ecstatic. And then I was realizing, it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is Prabhupada. These things happens. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned, Mayavadi bhasha sunle hoye sarvanash, your life will be doomed. One can say, my God, really? Is that so? And the same thing, Lord Shiva says, Avashna mukhod ginnam putam harikatha, sharna karto sarpo chishtam yathavaya. Do not hear a Krishna katha from a Mayavadi, from a Avashnava. You know why? Because milk touched by a serpent, it has a poisonous effect. Milk is pure as amrit. But if you touch by a serpent, immediately becomes poisonous. So Krishna Katha is nectar, but Mayavadis will make it a poison moment they will speak about Krishna. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so strongly. Because why Krishna Pradi? Because Krishna is the supreme personality of God and Nava Yavanam. He is the most beautiful. But Mayavadi wants to make him a nirakar. Very quickly I tell you something. Because now you will have this question sometime. When maybe our devotees are going up preaching outside. You have some of these questions. Some of these religions, they are trying to unrelate Diwali from Lord Ramchandra. You can see even the Googles, you know. They created their own thing. They said, oh, Diwali is not because of Ramchandra. You know why? Because they want to relate Diwali to themselves. They said it is not mentioned in the Valmiki Ramayana and it is not mentioned in the Ramchitmanas. So that means Hindu has concocted this. But matter of fact, I tell you what, you can quote them. In the 100th chapter of Padma Puran, it is mentioned about Diwali. And Bharat Maharaj of Ram's brother, he ordered all the Yodhyavasis go and put the lights everywhere. So you can tell them. So if ever they mention, it's not mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana or, so it is mentioned in the Padma Puran. Because they want to unrelate Mayavadi, Krishna Pradi, because Krishna is God, Krishna is Supreme. But what they want to, Prabhupada says one lecture, and you may have heard this lecture. Prabhupada mentioned this particular verse, Mayavadi, Krishna Pradi, they want to make Krishna zero. They want, what Prabhupada said, headless, legless, armless, less, what is left? They want to make him zero. They want to make him nirakar. But it is not so. And the demons goes there. They want to go and merge into the effulgency, but Krishna, when he killed the demons, Krishna sent them there to Siddha Loka, right in this verse of 8:39. All the demons which is killed by Krishna, not all of them. Some of the demons at the time of Ramayana, when they were killed, they could actually see Ram and they attained the Ayodhya because they were purified. Simply by seeing Ram, they were purified. Their mentality, like was Putna. Putna was a demoness, but when she came, when she fed Krishna, Krishna purified her completely. This is the power of the holy name of Krishna. This is the power of the Krishna's form. But matter of fact, in the time of Ramayana, when all this 330 million demigods, they took birth as the monkeys and the bhalus, bears, and they were fighting, you can see that war happened and demons, so many demons were killed, but so many these casualties was happened. But from Ram's side, not even a single monkey died. Now you will say, well, we have seen people, so many monkey died. But actually, when the war was over, when the Ravana was killed, so entire army of Ravana was finished. All the demon race was finished. And all this casualty which happened on the Ram side, Ram brought them back to the life with Sanjeevani Vidya. So every single monkey of Ram's side was alive. They came back to life. And actually when he was going back, so they all requested, "We want to come with you." I'm not going to do Ramayana. I'm going to Ramayana. This is beautiful pastime. So they all went actually, even when he wanted to come back to Ayodhya. So they all requested, "Oh Ram, please take us with you." And Ram said, "Only one condition. Do not become mischievous in Ayodhya, because I know monkeys are by nature mischievous. You can see in Vrindavan." He said, "Only one condition you can come to Ayodhya. Don't be mischievous." So Krishna teaches us, when we want to go back to Krishna, gentle devotees, even the monkeys, they became so nice and gentle. And they all boarded the plane of this called Pushpak Viman. They all went back to Ayodhya with Lord Ramchandra. So similarly, the devotees, when we worship Krishna, we go back, we transcend this effulgence of Brahma Jyoti. We go beyond Brahma Jyoti. We go back direct, associate with Krishna. Mayavadis are not allowed. Four Kumaras, they were Mayavadis, but they were stopped by the Jay and Vijay. They got no permission to enter into that. That's why, Ye Nirvinda Dakshe Bimukta Manina Abhishuddha Buddhaya. They fall down. Because they can fly, they take a plane, they fly, they go to the sky, but there's no landing permission. So they come back. That's why, highest, even the Siddha Lokas, they do, you know, these days they do this exercise and all these things. Not gonna work. I may tell you in the last point. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said us that Vedna Mane Bodha Hoy Nastik. So these people who are following the, you know, Buddhist, they are Nastik, zero. The God is, there is no God. But Vedashra Nastikavada Bodh Adik. But these people who take the shelter of the Vedas, they are more dangerous than the even zero philosophy. So we have to be very careful. And this is every possibility of falling into the clutches. There's a one devotee. It's very important. One devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I'm going to challenge Mayavadis." And Prabhupada said, "Don't go." Prabhupada said, "They will convert you." Why? Because even you see that. Even in ISKCON, sometimes you see, you know, sometimes people they say, "Oh, no, Prabhu, I think this philosophy I had." You know, when they say, we are not, Prabhupada very clearly says, we have used our minute independence. Yat katva nevatante tadham parmamama. Then nobody falls from the Vaikuntha planets. So they argue on these particular point, origin of the jiva and all this sort of debate happens. Now it has dried down now in ISKCON, but some other things has come up. But they are afraid of coming down. Why? Because they want a mukti. Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti is very difficult. It's not easy. Because Maya is so strong. Devi Asha Gunami, Mamma Maya, Drutya, Mamebhya Prabhupada. Maya is so strong, one cannot cross over it. Unless we take full shelter of Krishna, there's every chance of falling down. Krishna consciousness is not easy. It's very easy. Chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, associate with devotees, but keeping on to that pure sadhana is a different. Pure bhakti, very far. Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti is easy, no problem, you can do it. Pure bhakti will attain only with the pure sadhana. If your sadhana is mixed, no way. Forget it. You cannot get pure bhakti. If you want a pure bhakti, has to be a pure sadhana. When the pure sadhana will be there, we'll get the pure bhakti. Without mixing of karma and without mixing of jnana. And somebody come and say, you know, sometimes people say, "My God, you know, we are devotees, Prabhupada, Krishna, Maya." No. Very simple philosophy. Srila Prabhupada, you know this example. Prabhupada came and told right up here. And Prabhupada gave class. He said, "Maya cannot touch me." Then he was praying over there to Radha Gokulnanda. Devotee asked him, right in this same temple, right up here, they asked him, "Srila Prabhupada, can I ask you what you were praying?" Because Prabhupada spent a lot of time on the praying onto the... He's Acharya, not ordinary guru. There may be so many gurus. Acharyas do not take birth every day. Acharya, the people who take shelter, the gurus take shelter of Acharya's feet. Prabhupada and Acharya. And Acharya is praying, not ordinary Acharya, Acharya is praying to the deity, right to Goku, Radha Gokulnanda. So devotee asked, "Srila Prabhupada, could you tell what were you praying?" He said, "I was praying to Krishna, please never let me fall down." So Prabhupada, you just said, "I will never fall down." He said, "That's why I will never fall down, because I pray to Krishna all day, every time. Don't let me fall down." And how powerful that is. You see, even at the time, you can see what was the name of the Brahmana who traveled with Krishna, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the South India? Anybody knows? Huh? Sorry? No, that was he went to Vrindavan before, one Brahmana. Huh? Kala Krishna Das. But he was attacked by the Mayavadis. Mayavadi gurus. They were not Mayavadi, only Mayavadi gurus. They were these tantrics and everything. And he lewd with the women. And who he was associating with? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Best association. Maya can grab him. Moment you... Prabhupada said, Krishna conscious like a edge of the... You know, sword edge. Razor edge. Balbhadra Bhattacharya, he was associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was lewd. I told this last class. I don't know if somebody remembers that. The best association, Namachar Haridas Thakur. Who can have better association than Namachar Haridas Thakur?
who can chant 24 hours Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. His own disciple Vrindavan Das, not Vrindavan Das Thakur, not the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is another devotee, the disciple of Srila Haridas Thakur Vrindavan Das himself, he fell, and not fell, but he was mixed with the Mayavad philosophy. When he mixed with the Mayavad philosophy, his 13 Apsampradayas, Sahajyas, 13, which are rejected by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of them is Atibari. Atibari Sahajya Association was started immediately after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the direct disciple of Haridas Thakur. And his disciple, Ishwar Das, he written a biography. And the biography is completely, our Vaishnavas don't accept it. Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept Odians in Odisha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur rejected it completely. This is where they mentioned about Guru Nanak, which is no way mentioned. He's a Mayavadi. Even Guru Nanak is a Mayavadi, full-fledged Mayavadi. So our disciple, our acharya, they've done a great, great job. They've done so much hard work to keep this purity philosophy pure. So if we want to be go back to Godhead, want to attain the pure devotional service, we have to be very careful not to dilute our philosophy, not to dilute our sadhana. Only then we can go back. And Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, these great, great acharyas have done so much work to keep this philosophy pure, Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shad Goswami, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur done so much hard work. I would like to tell you one quick story. I was telling in Vrindavan, I don't know if I told here or not, sometimes I forget where I spoke or not. But I told one story in Vrindavan. You know Bhaktivinoda Thakur? If ordinary people don't know who he is extremely not ordinary person. Of course, we know that he's a Manjari, but how even materially platform. You know Mahatma Gandhi? Mahatma Gandhi was in South Africa. By accident, he boarded on a train, on a first class, because train was moving. He entered to the, quickly he caught the train, but he entered in the first class, and they threw him out. They literally threw Gandhi, he was studying there, law, in South Africa. That's how the whole movement started, Gandhiji's movement started. They threw him out of the compartment of train, and he said, dogs and Indians are not allowed. That's the exact statement he heard. That's the exact statement was told to him. You can read his biography. That what started, he said, my God, such an insult. I'm going to start a movement, but in a different way. Non-violence, whatever, he started his own movement. The whole movement Gandhiji started from this sentence. He was thrown out of the train by British. The dogs and Indians are not allowed. But the same British, 1856, who owned this East India Company, the same British, they offered, not even offered, they actually supplied, they made a train for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That because you are a magistrate, you are such a qualified magistrate, because his time was so precious, he was living with the watch. You all know the timing, how he was doing that. So they made a train track right from the outside of his house up to the magistrate court. For one person, they made a train. Who made? Not Indian government. A British government made this train. For whom? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Not that he was there, he was serving, or because they have, somebody asked me a question, they said, was it because he was serving? I said, no. Not because Bhaktivinoda was servant of British government. He was not cared about them. He didn't care about the British. He's the one, at the time of British Raj, in 1856, he would go to the court. They supplied him a train. The train will come and take him. Bring him back, take him again, bring him back. Because he would come every afternoon to the house, to his own house. And he would go to the court in the British Raj with the tilak, with the kantimala, with the shikan. This is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wanted that. He wanted, when the day will come, when the devotees will go to the magistrate courts with the shika, with the tilak and with the kantimala, that day he said, I will think preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is successful. So when we do that, we go to these courts, wherever we go, with the shika looks nice, with the nice shika, tilak, kantimala, then we go wherever we go. This is a presentation, pure preaching. Not doesn't mean simply with that, but one convinced that, because our job is simply Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are known Hare Krishnas. No other new method will work. We are Hare Krishnas. We only got one product. Chant Hare Krishna. Read Prabhupada books. Establish a relationship with Krishna. This is our philosophy. And time is very short. Life is very short. So this struggle of life, do not miss this life. If we miss this life, I tell you, Yamraj is waiting them anyway. There was one friend of mine, I was just in Vrindavan a few weeks ago. When I was coming, I was giving evening class, one guy came to me and he said to me, oh, Guruji, I want, because they're Indian people, they don't know I'm just servant, you know. Because he said, Guruji, can you come and do into this ever area, do a program? I heard your lecture in Hindi. I said, well, where you live? He said, he gave me his card. He one of the very big person. And he just taken his card. He said, this is my card. And he's one of the director of a big organization in India. They're saving their cows. He's the head of them. And immediately he brought his one person with a camera and he said, can you give me a little message for our movement? I said, okay, I gave him. I spoke a little, very quick for 30 seconds about the cows. So he was telling me one of his, they are trying to protect the cows in India. They come and they capture the cows in the trucks and they kill them, you know. I said, anyway, that's a different story. So then he told me, one of his person who's working for him, he was chasing the somebody was stealing the cows to kill, and he chased them, and he had an accident with them, and literally he was on this breathtaking machine or something, and he died. And when he died, so they said, well, doctor said, I think he's not going to come back to life. But then somehow that this person, he was very interested with Krishna consciousness, little bit of that, some of his, so they start, they are completely new in Krishna consciousness. So the whole organization actually becoming connected with Krishna consciousness. So main person, then he came and then he said, okay, let's we do chanting Hare Krishna. So they start chanting Hare Krishna to this little boy. They said, well, this man rather, boy or man, whoever he was. So they said, no, we don't want to unplug this machine. So we want to chant. So at least let us chant as much as we can for this particular soul. So eventually after 2 days, guess what happened? This person, he started moving his hands and legs. We said, oh, he's coming back. So slowly, they had no hope. And the dog, and his skull was... They said the skull was part like this. You could literally see half skull this side, half skull this side. Brain was damaged even. So they thought he will, even if he survive, he'll vegetable or something like this. But somehow this man recovered. And when he recovered, and he slowly and slowly recovered, and then he then realized he started walking. Eventually. So when he started walking, then he said to the president, it's Pradhan, you know, Punjabi, Pradhan means head. So he said, Pradhan ji, I want to talk to you. So he said, maybe he's going to talk crazy at the moment. But then he said, okay, what do you want to tell me? He said, look, I want to tell you something very special. Actually, I died. He said, that we know that you died. He said, no, I saw Yamraj. I actually went to Yamraj. And the Yamraj, it is mentioned in Garuda Puran. Anybody heard Garuda Puran? You only read when the people die, yeah? So in Garuda Puran, the size of Yamraj, Yamduta is, Yamraj is, is 3 yojan high and 2 yojan wide. 3 yojan mean 24 miles high and 16 mile wide. And this is the size of Yamraj. So this is why when person dies, actually when the Yamdutas come, his agents, so person pass urine and stool when he gets so frightened. This is why in India, they check it. Whenever anybody dies, they check it. Is a person is clean? Is death is clean or unclean? This is materially, I'm telling you. We see, does the person chant Hare Krishna or not? Right? That's our goal. But ordinary karmis in India, they check a person dies because they know he's going to go to Yamraj. So, was he frightened of Yamraj? If he hasn't passed urine and stool, then they say his death is very good. Because if he passed urine and stool, means he's going very bad way. So if he has not passed urine and stool, then his death is very bad. I mean, you know, whatever. So then he said, he went to the Yamraj and he said, Chitragupta was right next to him. He was taking his account. And he was said, look, I need to go back, please. I got children. Why are you suffering? Why are you keeping me? Please let me go to my family. So he said, he experienced with the Yamdutas. Exactly what Bhagavatam says. He's shackled with the chains and giving punishment. And, you know, they said, well, some other, we are very gentle with you. So they're telling Yamdutas, they're telling something you have done good. So we are gentle with you. Normally we are not gentle. He told, they told this person, actually we are very gentle with you. Normally we are not gentle. But something you must have done. So let Yamraj decide what you have done. Why we are gentle with you. I don't know. Something is telling us we should be gentle with you. So that's why we are gentle. So don't worry. Let's go to Yamraj. Then we'll see. That's exactly what he told. He said, that's an experience. So he said, finally they took me to Yamraj. But I was crying. I was struggling. But said, don't worry, let's see what he says. So then they went to him and he said, he saw that he described exactly what Bhagavatam says. The exact description of Garuda Purana and Bhagavatam. And then he said, please, Yamraj, please let me go. I got my family and I got children. They are very young. And they said, okay, let's see your account first. So then eventually he said, look, if you keep me, then what will happen to the cows? The cows of Krishna, what will happen to them? And the cow is your daughter. Cow is the daughter of Yamraj, actually. So they said, what happened? You know, what will happen to your cows? Of Krishna and your cows? And then immediately Yamraj, he have checked it, whatever. He said, okay, send this person back. Tell him he should go down and protect the cows. So he came back. So he full-fledged, very dedicatedly, he's trying to serve the cows. So this is how the life is very short. We can lose this life any second. Very quickly, I tell you, there's one very close friend of mine from Delhi, same age of mine, maybe 1 year more or maybe 1 year less. And we would talk. I mean, he was doing few things for me in Delhi. And we would talk every after 2 days. It was very normal. I was speaking to him and he was stuck with the Mayavad. I mean, you know, again. But somehow that I was cultivating him slowly and slowly. Very pious man, very gentle person. And I'm working on him on Hare Krishna. He said, I want to go and come to Vrindavan. I said, you chant Hare Krishna. So he's the same Mayavadi guru where I was initiated. So I was initiated to that Mayavadi guru before coming to Krishna consciousness. So he is going to the same guru. So he was going to see him. On Friday I talked to him. Monday I said, okay, I'll give you a ring back on Monday. When Monday I rang him, his phone was answered by his son. So he said, oh uncle, Papa has passed away. I said, how? Then he told me, he said he was going to see his guru, which is one thing is good. At least he is going on the spiritual platform. So when he was going to see his guru, he was rushing to catch the train. Completely healthy person. Same age mine, you can see. I mean, you know, it's Krishna's rain, when you know, if you're trying. And then he was sitting in the train, he told his wife, good, we are not late. Otherwise, if he would have late for Guru Maharaj, I'd like to see him. And that's the only sentence he said. And then what he done, he closed his eyes and gone.
Normally, if you have a heart attack, you know, you suffer. He said, what happened to you? He left his neck on the shoulder of his wife. And that's how simple and easy his consciousness was good. At least spiritual consciousness. Maybe Mayavadi. Hope he doesn't go to effulgence. So he has chanted Hare Krishna a bit of it. So I prayed to Krishna, please take him. Somehow they give him another birth where he can perform your devotional service. So life is very rare. So we should use, now we have got a chance. I like to mention before I end up, I like to mention this sentence very clearly. Krishna says one thing in Bhagavad Gita. He said, Bahu naam janmanam ante gyanvan mam praptate vasudev sarvamiti so mahatma dudurlabha. That person, there may be so many mahatmas, but that great soul is very, very rare. What sort of great soul? Who knows vasudev sarvamiti? Krishna is everything. At least we are sitting in this room, temple room, and everybody is fully convinced, we know that source of everything is Krishna. Isn't it? That we know, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we know that Krishna is the source of everything. There is no more truth superior to Krishna. So coming to that platform, how we come to, at least to this platform we are here, Krishna is the source of everything. Our goal is that to attain the shelter of Krishna, his pure devotional service. Now the second step comes. This thing is, even coming to this platform, is manushanam sahasreshu kashit yatati siddhate, yatatam api siddhanam kashit. Out of millions, one come become a jnani. Out of million of jnanis, one come to understand, one come to platform of Krishna consciousness. It is very rare gift. Brahmante kon bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripa paye bhakti. It is such a rare gift of Krishna consciousness. But we have got it. But now what we got to do is, that gift, we have to get what Krishna says, the Krishna prema, the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Now this is because his service is not going to stop. Krishna consciousness is going to increase and increase and increase and increase and increase. Even when we go back to Golok Vrindavan, it's not going to stop there. It's never going to stop. This is how the beauty of Radha and Krishna is. Because Radharani is the topmost devotee of Krishna. Heart devotion is more and more and more. And love of Krishna is increasing more and more and more. It is always upward. There's only one way. Up and up and up and up. This is what we want to enter into it. We want to enter into that atmosphere of loving Krishna. This is when we are 24, our mind is simply Krishna consciousness. So this gift, we should not waste. This life, we can go tomorrow, we can go day after tomorrow. Don't think we're not going to go soon. And when the person comes to 70, 60, 70, finish, it's just a bell is going to ring. One breath out. So why don't we dilute the things, keep it pure, and get the pure devotional service. That's what the goal should be. And preach purely, practice purely, and get pure devotional service. That's what we, otherwise you're not going to get. So I stop it here, I don't know.